I'm Rona Tarrant. Washington's retired Archbishop Cardinal Donald Wuerl has apologised for what he called a lapse in memory, saying he knew of at least one abuse allegation against his predecessor, former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, but had forgotten about it. In a letter sent to priests, Cardinal Wuerl acknowledged that he became aware of an allegation against McCarrick after receiving a report in 2004 about a different allegation. Archbishop McCarrick stepped down from the College of Cardinals last July following accusations that he abused minors. He has denied the accusations, but the Vatican is reportedly considering whether to laicize him. Bishops in the Archdiocese of Baltimore will now be subject to a policy approved in December by the Archdiocese Independent Review Board. At the bishop's request, the review board created a bishop reporting initiative to ensure proper reporting of allegations against bishops, believed to be the first of its kind in the nation. In a news briefing, Baltimore Archbishop William Laurie said if the Vatican or US bishops create a policy regarding bishops, the Archdiocese will use whichever standard is stricter. At the upcoming meeting on protecting minors, the Vatican has said Pope Francis wants leaders to clearly understand what must be done to prevent abuse, care for victims, and ensure no case is covered up. The meeting is due to take place from February 21st to 24th. The organising committee has already informed participating bishops that they should prepare for the gathering by meeting with survivors of abuse. The organising committee has said without a comprehensive and communal response to the crisis, they'll fail to bring healing to survivors and damage the credibility of the church. British Prime Minister Theresa May has begun a series of meetings with opposition leaders in an effort to break the deadlock over the European Union withdrawal deal. Speaking outside Downing Street, May attempted to put pressure on Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, who is not yet engaged in negotiations following her Brexit deal's defeat in Parliament. The UK is due to leave the European Union at the end of March. Kenya's government has confirmed at least 21 people were killed and 28 injured when Somali militants stormed a luxury hotel compound in Nairobi. Somalia-based Islamist group Al-Shabaab said it was behind the attack. Kenya has been a target for the group since October 2011, when it sent its army into Somalia to fight the jihadist group. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.